Hello, I'm so glad you found my story corner. Today's story is called Greta and the Green Sea Turtle. Written by Victoria Cole and read to you by the author. I hope you're sitting comfortably or tucked up tight in bed. If you're ready, we'll begin. On a little desert island in the Caribbean Sea, sitting in the shade of a large palm tree, Greta looks out to the gently lapping shore with an overwhelming urge to dive in and explore. The warm white sand softly tickles her toes, and the sun beats down, lightly burning her nose. The trees sway gently in the tropical breeze as Greta runs down to the crystal clear sea. With a squeal of delight, she jumps in with both feet and dives down deep to see who she can meet. A huge coral reef spreads across the seabed, a carpet of colour, yellow, green, blue and red. A sudden flash of fin catches Greta's eye as a large grey fish swims slowly by.
"Hello," she calls out. "And who are you?"
"A reef shark," said the fish. "How do you do?"
"A shark!" she screamed, filled with dread. "Please don't eat me! I don't want to be dead!"
"How rude!" replied the shark. "I don't want to eat you. I merely inquired, how do you do?"
"Oh, I'm so sorry," she stammered, turning red. "I just saw all your teeth and got scared," she said.
The grey reef shark shook his head and replied,
"I don't mean to scare everyone I meet," he sighed.
"My mistake," said Greta. "Let me make amends. I would very much like for us to be friends."
The grey reef shark smiled and nodded in reply, a little tear of happiness welling up in his eye.
"Friends it is then," she said with a grin, and then they shook on it, hand to fin.
"I'm afraid I'll have to go now," the reef shark said, "but I'll never forget you."
And off he sped. She smiled as she watched him swim away. What a very exciting start to the day.
"Hello," squeaked a little voice. "Could you help me? I seem to have lost my entire family."
She turned to see where the voice was coming from and saw a tiny jellyfish looking very glum.
"Oh dear, you poor thing. Please let me help you. Where did you last see them? Let's look for a clue." "We were all floating out by the edge of the reef, but scattered when we saw a shark with huge teeth."
The jellyfish wobbled, then began to cry.
"Don't worry," said Greta. "I'm sure they're close by." "Let's swim to the edge of the reef and see. I'll help you find them. Just stick with me."
So the jellyfish and Greta swam side by side to find where his family had gone to hide. At the edge of the reef, they looked all around. Not a single soul was there to be found. But just as the jellyfish began to weep, Greta saw something rise up from the deep. Like tiny little lanterns in the night all aglow, 1,000 teeny jellyfish rose up from below.
"It's them! They're here! Oh, thank you!" he cried. "I wouldn't have found them without you!" he sighed.
"You're welcome," she said as he rejoined the others, his hundreds and hundreds of sisters and brothers.
"I'm afraid I have to go now. I wish I could stay, but I won't forget you," he called as they all swam away.
She smiled as she waved her new friend goodbye. "Well, I guess it's time to go back now," she sighed. Just as she started to swim to the shore, she saw something ahead that looked like an oar. But as she got closer, she started to smile, as it was attached to a large green reptile. A flipper it was, and not an oar, and it wasn't just one, it was one of four.
"Oh my goodness!
goodness, she squealed. You're a turtle, aren't you?
Whoa, 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 he replied. What's all the hullabaloo?
I'm sorry, I'm just so excited, you see. I didn't mean to shout at you quite so loudly.
Nice to meet you, he said. But please calm down, dear. I'm very old, you see, and noise hurts my ears.
My apologies, she said softly with a grin. I wonder, Mr. Turtle, can I join you for a swim?
He looked quite puzzled at this strange little girl. Then the corners of his mouth began to curl. A huge great grin spread across his old face. He chuckled and said, Let's have a race! First to the shore is the winner, he cried, all mention of old age suddenly pushed to one side. You're on, said Greta, with unabashed glee.
On my mark, he said. 1, 2, 3!
The pair of them swam as fast as they could, the turtle much faster than an old man should. Greta couldn't keep up, and he won by a mile.
I think I need a rest now, he said with a smile.
So they sat and they talked of all manner of things, from coral to shark teeth to jellyfish stings. A friendship was formed right there on the beach, each having the other some wisdom to teach. For although they were different, their hearts were the same. It did not matter at all from where each of them came. But as the sun sank low in the sky, they knew it was time to soon say goodbye.
I'm afraid I have to go now. I wish I could stay, but thank you for making this old turtle's day.
With a wave of his flipper, he sank beneath the sea. I won't forget you, she whispered. Don't forget me. She smiled as she thought of all her new friends, and what a perfect way for her adventure to end.
I hope you enjoyed Greta and the Green Sea Turtle. Until next time, it's goodbye from My Story Corner.